The Simpsons is back on Fox. The season premiere is this weekend, and Al Jean is joining us to talk about what's happening in Springfield. Hi, Al.
Hi, glad to be here.
Well, thanks for joining us. So this is season, you know, The Simpsons is in its 30s already, just like me, and there's no shortage of storylines, I've got to say. And before we talk about Mr. Burns going undercover at the power plant, I want to hear about how you guys stayed in production during Corona shutdowns. Obviously, an animated show is a little bit different than something with actors in a, you know, a sitcom in a studio. And we had Hank Azaria on a few months ago. He gave us a bit of insight about how it all works. But The Simpsons is a show where everybody can really do their jobs all separately, right? Animators are somewhere, actors can record at home. How did you guys not miss a beat?
We literally didn't miss a day. In the first week in March, we read that Chase Banks was thinking of going virtual, so Fox had already been looking into Zoom, so we started on Zoom in the writing staff the following Monday, and we've been on that for 6 months plus. Animation, it took just a little bit longer to get the whole process, you know, virtual and isolated, but not much. And then we had each of the actors create sort of a little recording space in their house where the, you know, ambient sound was the same. But we've actually recorded sound at the actors' homes. It's been on the air at the end of the last season, so nobody noticed. And to my ear, it sounds just the same, and the shows look great, possibly even better, because we have zero else to do except to work on these shows. So I think people will really be happy with this new season. I think that everybody really pitched in and did an incredible job, especially the production staff and the sound engineer. It's really amazing.
And I know you guys often have episodes in the works months, if not even a year ahead of time, right?
Yeah, so the last episode we read in a room at a table with people, that'll be the 9th episode that airs this year. And then the other 13, we're all read over Zoom, which isn't the easiest process, but we've had a read over Zoom, animatic screenings. We do, obviously, we haven't physically seen anybody during this whole period. I do come into an office where I'm alone just because of sort of concentration of resources. My printer here is here, and, you know, other stuff of use to the show, but it's funny. I mean, we just haven't seen each other, and I was, you know, out at a mall for the first time the other day with a mask on outside, and I was surprised at how many people were there. I wasn't used to it anymore.
Well, I've got to say that, you know, the Simpsons is known for being on the cusp of, you know, current events and references to pop culture. Has coronavirus struck Springfield? Are we going to see that at all?
Very little. There's an opening segment to the election show where everybody's wearing masks except Homer. So take that for what that's worth. But I think that people don't really want to be reminded of the current situation. I think they've seen more than enough sort of groups of people over Zoom. So the show is kind of operating. We're doing a lot of, you know, we're doing a feature episode and a past episode. And we're sort of using the premise that the world of Springfield is fortunately not separated and isolating, because I don't know how long that would really be funny.
Right. Well, actually, you know, you make a reference to election and politics, and again, The Simpsons did weigh in, right? When Marge addressed, there was that kerfuffle about Jenna Ellis and Kamala Harris. So there's been a crossover.
Well, that was strange, because the Trump campaign advisor tweeted that Kamala sounded like Marge, which I, first of all, would think is a compliment to Kamala. I think most people like Marge.
Sure, yeah.
But whatever the case, Marge felt compelled to respond. So we did that really quickly. We got Julie to the studio she goes to in Michigan, and we recorded her. And we pretty much had it online by the next day. It was using repurposed footage, and it got 200,000 retweets on Twitter. So don't pick on us.
And it puts you guys in the spotlight, and any publicity is good publicity, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, I wish saying somebody was like Marge Simpson wasn't an insult. I wish that people would say that was a good thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's good publicity for us.
Absolutely. All right, so let's talk about the season premiere. I mentioned at the top that Mr. Burns goes undercover at the power plant. And, you know, one of my favorite parts of an episode is when Homer sings. So we got a bit of karaoke on this episode too, right?
Yeah, we actually have Burns, who undercover and especially designed prosthetic suit, where he appears to be another human, and so he can befriend the workers at the plant. So the song is "Why Can't We Be Friends?" and it's all the plant workers hanging out with Burns, who is voiced by David Harbour, but he still talks like Mr. Burns, you know, saying, "Hello, Joe, what do you do? Just got back from the picture show." But hearing David Harbour say it's really funny.
And there's even an Ahoy Hoy in there as well.
He does an Ahoy Hoy. Yeah, he was great. I've seen people know him as the sheriff on Stranger Things, among others. And it was a perfect counterpoint. So we had a lot of cutting back and forth between him doing the character and Harry doing Burns. And we get to the soul of Mr. Burns in the episode, which I really like.
Can you give us any insight as to what's happening for the rest of the season? Because I'm going to tell you, as a Canadian, I always enjoy the references to my homeland. Are there any Canadian references or mentions coming up?
Well, I should say that the writer of the episode is a Canadian named David Cryan, who sent me a script, and I thought was really good. And he unfortunately wasn't able to move to the U.S., but we were able to give him an assignment. So that's one. That's a shout-out to him.
Okay.
And let me see. Coming up, I don't know if we have... I can just say what plots we have. We have Comic Book Guy's origin. We have a Toy Story parody in the treehouse. Lisa has an argument with her teacher and won't apologize. I think Canadians like those. We have three Canadian writers on the staff, so it's there's a lot of Canadian.
And I have to tell you, when you guys did the episode with Trudeau, was he planking or he was on the desk?
Yeah, he was planking away because he didn't want to talk about his scandal.
Right.
We actually asked him to do the part and he declined. I mean, before we made it really mean.
Right.
So that's what happens when you say no. Yeah, that was the episode that aired where Lisa wanted to go to Canada because she liked it a lot better. And then, you know, realized that she missed things about America, too.
Well, and you know what was really cool about the episode, though, is that there were references that really only Canadians would understand, and it was really cool. Like the restaurants, like Earl's you guys mentioned, and a whole bunch of different things.
Yes, one of the writers, that episode, Tim Long, is one of the Canadians I mentioned on the staff. And, and I'm from Detroit, which is not Canada, but it's about as close as you can get. So there's a lot of knowledge of Canadian customs and a lot of love for Canada.
Absolutely, yeah. So it sounds like it's going to be an exciting season.
Yeah, it's really good. The animation is really terrific. We have great guest stars like Ben Platt and Hannibal Buress and Olivia Colman coming. And, you know, nothing that's happened has affected our work ethic or how we do the show. So I think it's really great.
Well, we're going to be watching on Fox and then I think in Canada on City TV, if I'm not mistaken now, right? When can we catch the show, Al?
Always 8 p.m. Eastern.
All right, we'll be watching The Simpsons. Al Jean, thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.